Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And nobody's there, and Devers off to the races. And he's going to stop at second. The Giants take the lead.
High noon, Jones and Keith here on WEEI. It's been a busy week in terms of the Rafael Devers discussion. Last night, made his Giants debut. Prior to that, he was introduced at a press conference, said he'd play anywhere. Giants do lose 3-2. To the Guardians. So same result as the Red Sox yesterday, but Devers had 2 hits by himself in 5 at-bats. Red Sox had 2 hits total.
Yeah.
And got blanked last night against the Seattle Mariners. So for more on what the Giants are getting or think they're getting in Rafael Devers and more on what the Red Sox are getting in return from the Giants in this trade, we welcome in Dave Fleming, brother of Will, voice of the San Francisco Giants. Dave, thanks so much for taking the time here on Jones and Keefe.
You're welcome, guys. Good morning, good afternoon, whatever it is out there. I guess it's just turned noontime, huh?
It's just after high noon here on WEEI. So I heard you emceeing the introductory press conference yesterday, talking about the great history of the Giants and Devers joining that lineage. What exactly do you feel like the Giants think they're getting in Rafael Devers?
I think they do think they're getting a guy who can fit in that, sort of pantheon. I do. It's funny because Giants play in this ballpark now and really have since they came to San Francisco because Candlestick was a horrible place to hit. And Oracle Park is beautiful, and it might be the most beautiful park in the game, and people love coming to it, and our fans love it, but it could be the hardest park to hit in baseball. I mean, it's an extreme pitcher's park. And so part of what I said yesterday was, like, in spite of all that and the Giants winning all these World Series with Lincecum and Bumgarner and Kane and all these guys pitching leading the way, it's still the franchise of Willie Mays and Willie McCovey and Barry Bonds and Will Clark and Orlando Cepeda and Buster Posey. And like, the Giants have a lineup of great hitters that's basically unmatched. I mean, even the Yankees would have a hard time. You know, you could have a good debate about Bonds, Mays, and McCovey against Garrett Ruth and Mantle and Judge or whatever. So anyway, like, the Giants have been starving for a big star hitter, and they do feel like they got an elite hitter. You know, whatever was going on in Boston and whatever you think about the defensive position or capabilities of Devers, I don't think there's much of a debate. You know, Kershaw said it on Sunday Night Baseball the other night. Top 10 hitter in the game, and he said at worst maybe better than that, and I think I agree with that. Like, he's elite, and that's what the Giants think they're getting.
Were Giants fans at all wondering, why is this guy available? Why would he get dealt here in early June?
I'm sure. I mean, everybody was so shocked that it happened. I'm sure that was part of it. I don't think they spent a whole lot of time dwelling on that. I think they were like, we got this guy. Sure. We'll take him. Whatever happened. Everybody who follows baseball knows at least the basics of what was going on. But look, the Giants are a franchise we've always had. You know, Bonds certainly had his moments of prickliness, and Giants fans got real sensitive about outsiders criticizing them for the way one of their players was acting. So I think there is like a little sensitivity around here of don't judge. You don't know what's going on. Just take your guys and go play with your guys. And I think that's at least Giants fans' hope, is that it's kind of a reset for a talented young guy.
What do you think of the return package coming back to Boston? Because for us here, at least on this show, I don't think either of us are going to miss Devers very much. I mean, he's never, as much as you and Kershaw believe he's an elite hitter, he's very, very good. He's never been top 10 in MVP voting over the course of his career. So I was kind of done with Devers on the one hand. I'm also a little underwhelmed by the return, and I think a lot of fans are frustrated by what the Red Sox are getting back. What did you think of the package coming back to Boston?
Yeah, I mean, I won't debate you because you guys have seen a lot more of Devers than me. He's got the most extra base hits of any player in baseball since 2019. So, you know, I think that's pretty elite. Regardless of that, Kyle Harrison is a talented young pitcher. And, you know, at one point, even just a couple of years ago, a lot of people thought he was the number one pitching prospect in the game. Kyle has a very, very good fastball. When he's right, when his body's right, his fastball is not only high velocity from the left side, it's just got that, it's some of those characteristics that make it really tough to hit. He has really struggled to develop the secondary pitches to complement it, to make him a more complete starter. He's 23 years old. He still has time to do that. I'm a believer in Kyle Harrison, and I think in time, the Red Sox could have themselves a, you know, ace is too high of a bar probably, but, you know, a true big league starting pitcher, which is really valuable. So, and I really hope that for Kyle. He's a great kid, grew up in the Bay Area. So I think Kyle Harrison is a guy with a lot of promise. You know, as for the rest of it, Jordan Hicks just wasn't fitting here. He was having a hard time staying healthy. They tried to convert him into a starter. That didn't really work. Then he went to the bullpen and was a total mess his first few times out of the pen after, you know, training to be a starter. Jordan Hicks can be a good, solid reliever for the Red Sox. He can be. And then the two minor leaguers are good prospects. It's hard to ever predict that. I don't really have a way of comparing what they could have gotten. I mean, I see all these articles being written about, like, oh, my gosh, the Giants took the contract on and the Red Sox offloaded the contract, and, you know, like, I don't know. I mean, that kind of stuff, that's not why I'm a sports fan, like following contracts and contract details. Like, I want to see good players. And so I think the Giants just felt like we got the best player in the trade, and that's that. And that was sort of the bottom line.
Were you surprised that the Giants didn't have to include their top prospect, Eldridge, in the deal? There's been reporting here, at least locally, that the Red Sox asked for him. They backed off of it. Maybe the contract was the offshoot there or the trade-off there. But were you surprised when you first saw the deal that Eldridge wasn't included?
Yeah, I was surprised. I mean, I thought I was surprised that the Giants could not that. I didn't think the Giants were going to trade Eldridge because Bryce Eldridge has a chance to be great and, you know, maybe the best power prospect in the game right now. He's just a monstrous kid who looks really talented. Yeah, so I didn't think the Giants were going to trade him, but I figured that if the Red Sox were going to deal Devers, they were going to have to get a guy like that back in return. And maybe they believe that about Kyle Harrison. I could talk myself into thinking Kyle Harrison is that level of talent. So, you know, it could be that that's what the Red Sox decided. I thought all along the Giants and the Red Sox were good trade partners. Giants desperately need offense. The Red Sox seem to have this sort of logjam of hitters, young and old. And, you know, maybe there was a match to get some pitching to Boston and some hitting to San Francisco, and I thought they were a good match. I just figured it might be a less explosive trade, you know, a less high-profile trade. And so it almost never occurred to me that Devers could be had for what wouldn't be considered like a, you know, I'm not saying a Juan Soto haul, but, you know, Soto was dealt for a huge prospect package with very little time left on his contract, and I guess maybe the perception is that the contract is an anchor as opposed to an asset. I think the Giants are looking at it like, hey, this guy's signed, he's going to be here. Whatever happens 8 years from now, who cares about that? The next 3, 4, 5 years, you've got a middle of the order hitter who's in his prime, and that's what matters more than, like, you know, trying to evaluate the aging curve and all that stuff that everybody likes to talk about.
Where do the Giants plan on using Devers? I know last night he was the DH, but you got Matt Chapman on the IL. I know Devers, you know, said yesterday he would play wherever they need him to play, but where do you think this season you're going to see him?
Yeah, they're not going to play him at third. And I think I talked to Buster Posey yesterday about it, and Buster basically said, look, we don't think it's fair. Chapman's coming back in like 2 weeks. So we don't think it's fair. He hasn't played third. It was the point of contention back home. Let's not have him go out there for 10 days and then he gets yanked from that spot. I think they're going out of their way. Let's try to be overly communicative and listen to his feedback, talk to him through all this, and make him as comfortable as possible. So he's going to be primarily the DH for now. He's got a first base glove on the way. I think he said it's arriving today. He doesn't even have a first baseman's mitt. I mean, he's literally never played first. But I think the Giants believe he can do it, and he's agreed to take ground balls and work pregame on first base defense. And so the next few days are going to be dedicated to that. And I don't think it's an impossibility that this weekend when the Sox are in town, I don't think it's impossible that you would see Devers play first base in at least one of those games.
That's fantastic. That'd be perfect.
That would be perfect.
It adds to the whole thing.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I love that. Yeah. Now, Dave, I'm not as familiar with your play-by-play style as your brother Will, so I don't know how many chances you've had to use animal noises.
Oink, oink.
But that's really picking up some steam around here.
And can you explain the context of that for me, please?
Basically, Lou Maloney calls Garrett.
You should ask your brother to do that.
Yeah. Lou Maloney refers to Garrett Crochet as a pig because he has filthy stuff. And after one of the great Crochet games, I think it was a strikeout. Your brother decided to cap it off with an oink oink.
That's fun. I mean, you guys laughed when I said he might play first base this weekend. What's the point of all this? Like, why do we do any of this? It's supposed to be fun. It's entertainment.
Right.
Like all this stuff is like, so bring it on. If this weekend, if we got some oinks, if we got Devers over at first, whatever. Good. That's what it's supposed to be.
It is really an amazing part of this whole thing is the way the schedule broke. They trade them on a Sunday and then Friday head-to-head. Because not that the Red Sox
amazing.
And Giants play each other all that often, and here we go. So looking forward to the series very much.
All right. And,
yeah, me too.
Well, Dave, we appreciate the time. Say hi to your brother at the buffet line as well.
Oink! Oink!
When he's there in San Francisco. And thanks for the insight on this move. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. I can't wait to see him here in town. I'll talk to you guys again, I hope.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Dave.
Dave Fleming, the voice of the Giants, brother of Will, kind enough to join us here high noon on the East Coast, early out on the West Coast. He did start a little Marco Sturm there, where he's like, hey, I don't know.
It's a good point.
What time is it?
Listen, time zones throw me off, too.
Well, the time zones should throw somebody on the West Coast off when you're here and we're all in the same time zone.
Yeah, that's true.
A little less confusing, I would say. He was very nice about it.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, well, Kyle Harrison could be like a big league pitcher.
But he was surprised they didn't have to give up their top prospect.
Well, to me was the more telling answer. I was surprised the Giants didn't give up their top prospects. Like, right. So, we're more done with Devers than not. He says he leads the bigs in extra base hits in 2019.
But everybody agrees.
They didn't get enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the Predator meme.
Yeah.
You're shaking hands. We all, whether you like Devers, love Devers, right. hate him, like in the middle, you're like, they should have gotten more for him.
Yeah.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Whatever it is out there.
Morning. Good afternoon. I don't know what's going on anymore.
I told you. Perfect.
I stormed it. Like I almost said that and I'm like, he's not going to get it. We're going to throw the whole thing off.
Yeah.
Before the interview even starts.
Yeah.
Which
that's pretty
be
good.
The first time by any means.
Yeah, like the Jordan Hicks thing too, because he didn't start anywhere else, and then the Giants kind of tried starting him, but then he also threw out of the pen. Dude. And then he talked about he's just getting hurt all the time.
I guess
nothing from Jordan Hicks.
I guess I didn't. Oh no.
I mean, I
didn't really even think about how Devers could play first base literally against the Red Sox.
He might make his first base debut against the Red Sox.
I was just so irate he was even going to do it.
That's hilarious.
I didn't even spend the time thinking about it could happen for the first time against the Red Sox.
And
out of spite, he's finally ordering a glove, by the way.
And the way things,
what a guy.
Yeah.
They asked him in spring to take grounders at third and first, according to Julian McWilliams. He said no and demanded a trade, by the way, then.
Yep.
But sure, be mad at the Red Sox about it. But he still didn't even bother to get a glove, showing up
I
to the Giants.
I thought he was wearing all the Yankees hat, buying first base gloves.
Well,
that was
true.
A bad report, apparently.
Turns out we got some bad intel.
Turns out that was not true.
Look, not every insider report is accurate. That's true.
Pretty hilarious, though, if he plays first base. Now, the way things are going.
Oh, he's
going
to play first. Just against the Red Sox. Yeah.
The way things are going, the Red Sox might not have too many guys on first base when he's there. But, however, if they do, let's say they get a couple of base knocks.
Yeah.
What is that? Is that a hug? Is it a handshake? Is it nothing? Because usually,
Campbell, Devers is going to mean mug him.
David Ortiz would be like hugging Robinson Cano on second base during Red Sox Yankees. So that's an interesting dynamic.
Durant,
like with Devers
that's
on
a good
first.
Call. Yeah. Durant will freeze him out.
Durant will freeze him out.
He'll freeze out Campbell if Campbell happens to magically luck his way into a bleeder and gets to first base.
And then don't worry about that.
The rest of them, I bet they'll probably be okay with.
They might not get to first base. They have really right now, they're in a bit of a funk. They're having a hard time.
They're not getting the first base.
It's not their strong suit. 617-779-7937. Let's go to the phones here. Real quick, this is John in the car. John, are you already on summer vacation? I feel like we don't typically hear from you at this point in time.
Hey, every once in a while you get an opportunity, but we're inching close.
Okay.
Hey, real quick, I think Mego sent you something last night. I don't know if you saw the Patriots' new left tackle. That was Brad Stevens.
Did you see this, Keith? I don't know if everybody knows what you're talking about.
I don't.
Mego did text me this. There's a picture circulating of Will Campbell and Brad Stevens yesterday, and Will Campbell and Brad Stevens basically look like they're the same size.
Oh no! Is that a Brad Stevens thing or a Will Campbell thing?
It's horrific.
Oh, I think it's an anti-Campbell thing.
Oh no! Oh, I thought you were suggesting Brad Stevens put on a lot of bad weight.
No!
Oh no! He looks the same.
Yeah.
Got it. All right, well, it could be angles.
It's really horrific.
Could be angles.
Yeah, it's probably angles, but it's definitely not a good angle. Listen, I've been listening to all this this back and forth about Raffy and whatnot and all this stuff. But, Raffy might be a little bit of a dink, but the Red Sox, I was thinking this the other day. This is a crazy thought, Jones. I know you know where I'm going with this, but, I thought that the Red Sox need somebody like Stacey James. And then I thought, wow, that's really crazy. They don't need state media. They already kind of do okay with that with their spin. But there's no organization to it whatsoever. I mean, they can't even get a guy to, organize a Zoom call, let alone keep people on the same message or, have an organized staff meeting.
So who do you blame? Who do you blame for that, John?
I kind of blame Sam Kennedy a little bit. But at the same time, Sam Kennedy is essentially Baghdad Bob. He's like the shield to answer, and he's got his little ownership stock thing option that John Henry gave him or whatever. Like he's the de facto Baghdad Bob guy. They need a Dave Dombrowski if they don't have a decent GM or the 10th option GM. Like they have to have somebody that has a clue in terms of organization and how to communicate, because you can't rely on ChatGPT to do everything.
I'm happy he said he went higher than Breslow, because so many people are just dropping this on Breslow, which is fine to do. Like the ChatGPT thing is embarrassing. Although we did find out we do the same thing here.
Yeah, I guess we can't throw stones.
With WEEAI. We did stumble across that earlier today.
Yeah.
But, that's embarrassing, and I'm fine with mocking that. But the idea that all of a sudden they're a bad communicating team the second Breslow got here, it's like, no.
Oh, they've been doing it for a while.
Even when Theo was here, their communication lacked constantly. Never mind with Chaim Bloom. So that is a much larger trend than just Breslow. Like, that's like a dysfunctional thing that goes all the way to the very tippity top of the organization. Kennedy, Werner, Henry, like that's way higher than just the current GM. That spans
They're consistent.
The last four or five GMs.
No, it's been GMs, it's been other managers. It's obviously been pretty consistent. So you could point out Breslow, but yeah, I don't think that this is anything brand new. Plenty of other issues. Well, and he had nothing to do with Mookie Betts.
And I guess
nothing
my point John is, Lester. Firing Breslow, people are like, fire Breslow. That's not going to solve it. They'll still be terrible at communicating.
Well, they're bad with it
with every single GM. Theo was the best at it.
Right.
But Theo had to walk out in a gorilla suit at one point in time,
for
God's sake.
He sure did.
And he was at war with Lucchino at the time. So, no, that's always been, regardless of how successful they are on the field, regardless of if you fire Breslow on the spot today, they're going to continue to be bad at that. And that's an ownership thing.
Can we circle back to Brad Stevens and Will Campbell?
Oh, yes, please. Yeah.
So I was looking at that photo.
Pop that back up there on Twitch if you don't
mind. So Stevens is standing a little bit closer to the camera, slightly, and he looks like normal Brad Stevens. I thought you guys were saying
Brad had put on weight.
Yeah, he like ate Brad Stevens. But like, no, he looks
nasty.
Brad.
Look at their feet. Brad's not that much closer to the camera.
Yeah, but Brad's tall drink of water.
Well, yeah, but.
What? I mean, he's not starting left tackle.
Did you not? When you look at Brad Stevens, do you go, that's a left tackle?
No, I don't think that.
Then when you look at this picture, do you go, boy, those guys look pretty similar?
He's taller, though. Will Campbell's still tall.
Yeah.
Looks good in sweats.
Brad's got broader shoulders. I'm not even joking. Brad's got broader shoulders.
That was like, you remember?
Brad's shoulders are wider than Will Campbell's.
I think it was 3 years ago before the draft, Mina Kimes took a picture next to Bryce Young, and she was like towering over him. And everyone, she's like, no, it's like an angle. Or whatever. She's like, don't worry, he's a good guy or whatever. He's like, oh my God, you can put Bryce Young in your pocket. And she's like, no. She's like, I'm standing close to the camera. But it was like, that was
look,
bad optics at the time.
Look, I know from that picture is when Will Campbell has to move to left guard, Brad Stevens is an option at tackle. That's all I know from looking at that
picture.
He's tall? 6'1", 7'7".
Pass blocking, good technique.
7'93". I don't think he has the mean streak for left tackle. No. I don't think that's in Brad's DNA. Will Campbell is nasty, as we
Brad
said.
Stevens listed only at 6'1".
I don't like that. All right, well.
What's the wingspan? What's the shoulder? What's the shoulder length?
I'm looking at Brad Stevens' weight.
Yeah, if you could. Oh, this is the Bryce Young picture.
When he played at DePaul. Yo, yeah, is that it?
Yeah. Is it? So I don't know. You tell me. I haven't seen it.
He's a little bit taller. That's Mina Kimes. They're like basically eye to eye.
Yeah.
He was listed at 6'1", 178 when he played in college. Brad Stevens was.
Well,
so even if you put on 10 pounds, he's 188.
Yeah, it's like Will Campbell in the combine. It's not that different.
His arms get longer, though, at the pro day.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.